Welcome to The Rolling Wave on the Voice of Vashon with Kat Eggleston.
And John Daly.
Thank you for listening. We're here with our good friend Jeff White.
Hello.
You probably recognize his mellifluous voice.
I'm just keeping your levels even, if I can.
Good
Thank
luck.
You.
We've
Thank
been
you.
Trying to do that for decades. Yes, we're going to play some music from the British Isles here for you today, commonly called Celtic, although that name is really a commercial kind of
construct.
Construct. Thank right. you. We're going to start off with a track from Ian Gelston
Yay!
From Durham, Northern England. Two tunes that he composed himself and played on the border pipes. The Fairy's Kettle and Frenchman's Bay.
Come listen to me, sailors, to this tale I do report. Beware of roving pirates who would plunder any bark. I left the lovely Nancy for to sail the ocean blue, but I was taken prisoner by a wild and wicked crew. Mist was down upon us when they took us by surprise. Our men they fought most gallantly, and some did lose their lives. But the pirates gained the upper hand and took me captive then, along with Captain Johnson Bold and 14 other men. And many's the man 'twas wounded and the captain sorely vexed. He cursed and swore at sick and sore scattered on the decks. Stand hold, you British seamen, for desertion you will die. But he fainted from a bullet wound and on the deck did lie. Ruffian gang did drag me from the floor, with vengeance in their wicked hearts, revenge upon me swore. But the captain being pressed for men, a chance he gave to me, would you care to go a-sailing on the wild and briny sea? So I joined with this marauding gang, as you must understand, not wanting to be drowned at this cruel captain's hand. And oftentimes to save me life, some honest men I slew. 'Twas better that than to be dead beneath the ocean blue. To gain me liberty, along with my brave comrades, we'll no more go to sea. Oft times I think of Nancy and the life we had begun, and I swear I'm going to join her when this pirating is done. So listen to me, sailors, to this tale I do report. Beware of roving pirates who would plunder any bark. I left the lovely Nancy for to sail the ocean blue, but I was taken prisoner by a wild and wicked crew. Thank you.
Well, that was Ian Hardy, who sadly is no longer with us. He lived in the north of Scotland, and that's off his CD called A Breath of Fresher Airs. These are all tunes he composed. And the piper on that was Duncan McGilvery, who used to be in the Battlefield Band. I met him once in Ballard, and he was a great guy. We exchanged some tunes, had a nice chat over a beer. And on guitar there was Jack Evans, who also, sadly, is no longer with us. And this happens when you get old, I guess. Before that, we heard our good friend Mike Saunders, who used to live on the island, was housemates or cabin mates or something or other with our good friend Mark Graham. And that was a song called The Reluctant Pirate out of the Irish tradition. And we started things off with Ian Gelston from the north of England playing a couple of tunes that he composed himself, The Fairy's Kettle and Frenchman's Bay.
That was really, really great.
Yeah.
Ian Gelston's terrific. And I wish Mike Saunders would come back here more often and play music with us, you know?
Yes.
Where is he now?
Gig Haba. I don't know why I said it that way.
Yeah, that's Gig just Haba. Around the corner.
See,
that's right.
I know. Well, we tried to lure him over here. He did a gig with me last year sometime. And
right.
It was.
Yeah. I used to be in a band with him called Cape Breton Cayley. And it was one of those situations where it was a really good band, and it was really, we were kind of, you know, as popular goes in Seattle, We were popular. And as it happens with a lot of bands, we broke up while we were making a CD, you know, making a recording.
In the middle of it.
Yeah, we broke up in the middle of it.
And the CD was never released?
Never. No. Yeah. No, it never really came to you know, there were just differences of opinion about how things should go. And things were said that could not be taken back.
Yeah.
And stuff like that.
Stormed out. You stormed out?
I didn't storm out. I don't usually storm. I usually either sprinkle or fog. I kind of
try to leave a light mark on the proceedings.
You know, I fade away. And then they go, "Hey, what happened to John?" I didn't know he was going to fog out of here like that. Yes, I noticed he was looking rather moist.
The man who disappears into the mist.
That's right.
Into the mist.
I'm a child of the mist.
Yes, that's why I, you know, when I meet people who just moved to Vashon Island, I say welcome to Brigadoon and see if they laugh, you know, because it really feels like that here. It's, the mist can roll in at any point, and next thing you know, it's 100 years later. Nothing makes sense outside of here.
Nothing makes sense anyway. Making sense is an illusion. Well, I suppose we should play some music. This is Alton, and it's a Gaelic song. Mairead Mony? Nimony? I think that's how you say her name.
I never learned.
She was just up at Fiddle Tunes in Port Townsend earlier this month, teaching fiddle and singing. So here we go. Thank you, Jeff.
Thank you. Thank you.
And you're listening to The Rolling Wave on KVSH 101.9 FM. And you're listening to Cat Eggleston.
And John Daly.
We're playing some tunes for you, some songs. And we just played Kathy Ann McPhee, Homo Lurin, Hey Mo Lurin. Before that, we heard Edric Ellis from England playing some tunes on the border pipes. And we started things off with a beautiful Gaelic tune, or Gaelic tune, as they say in Ireland, from Alton, Cachashin Don Te Shin. It means something like, why are you leaving me, I think. And as usual, every month, we have to apologize for my mispronunciation of Gaelic and Gaelic and all sorts of things, even English.
Well, because part of this, part of the wonderfulness of doing this show is that some of the people that we know that listen are actual Gaelic speakers.
Right.
So they know these things, which is a wonderful thing, but we always apologize for our attempts. It is a tough language.
Would you like a formal disclaimer? Like, KVSH does not take any responsibility for the host's pronunciations of various Gaelic or Gaelic terms.
Thank you. We needed that.
Okay.
And that was the voice of Vashon, Mr. Jeff Hoyt.
That's right.
Mr. Mellifluous himself.
Yes. You've probably heard Jeff's voice, and you didn't know it.
Yeah, I think everybody has somewhere. Yeah. Remember, we heard his voice in some airport.
I heard his voice in Detroit.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's possible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like I was getting off the plane, and it was like, the flight to Amsterdam is that? Well, you do it.
I don't think I did that. It was like, I don't think you hear me in an airport.
No, it was what? It was you, definitely.
Oh, really?
It was more like...
Okay, I just don't remember.
This is a no-smoking facility. In case of an emergency.
The jobs are weird and varied.
Yeah. Well, Kat, you had a story about meeting Mary Winnie.
Oh, well, I mean, it was a lot of fun for me. It was up in... it was up in Northern Ireland. Our friend... my friend and Andrew Calhoun's friend back when we were a thing. But we went to Northern Ireland, and our friend Roy Arbuckle was there, and he put together a session, one of those after hours things that just pretty much goes all night until everybody drops.
Those are the best.
And it was absolutely wonderful. It was partly just to kind of give us that experience. And so he called in a lot of people he knew, and he lived around Derry. And so this was in some pub around Derry. I don't remember anything else. I just remember showing up there, and a lot of the band Alton were there, and a lot of other people, and just playing all night. All of us did. There was never any sense of who was entitled to play and who wasn't. It was all just fun and games for hours. It was absolutely fabulous. And she, whose name I cannot and will not try to pronounce yet, the wonderful singer of Alton.
Mary Mooney, I think.
She has such a great reputation all the way through the world of people who play music like that.
Mm-hmm.
Just being unfailingly lovely. Just a very, very good human being, no matter what is going on.
Yeah.
I just love that. So it was lovely to meet her, because she certainly was a delightful person. You know?
Yeah. And of course, Kathy Ann McPhee is our good friend too.
Kathy Ann is wonderful. Yeah. She's wonderful and hilarious and hell of a singer.
Yeah. Originally from Barra in the Outer Hebrides, now living in Ontario, I think. But also she? Queen of the Kaylee.
Yeah. She's so much fun. It's wonderful.
Well, we're going to shift gears a little bit now, and we're going to hear some English accordion playing, or melodeon, and we're going to start off with the Sportsman's Hornpipe from Rod Strandling. Thank you.
Someday, boy, you'll reap what you sow. You'll catch a cold, you'll be on your own. You will see that what's wrong with me is wrong with everyone. You play your little games on poetry and flowers, pretty words and threats. You've gone to the dogs again, and I'm not placing bets on your coming home tonight. Anything but blind. You take me for granted, then you must expect a fight. Surprise, surprise, Valentine's Day is over, it's over.
Thank you.
Well, that was a heart rate stress test, if I ever heard one. That was Bywater, with featuring Elias Alexander from Ashland, Oregon.
Oh.
And that was a set of tunes.
Interesting.
Some of them composed by him, one composed by our good friend, Murray Huggins, who lives in Medford. And before that, we heard the Oyster Band, Valentine's Day is Over. And we started things off with Rod Stradling, the Sportsman's Hornpipe.
And didn't, and the Oyster Band, it was June Tabor,
June
right?
Tabor, that's right.
Just an unmistakable voice.
Where are they from?
Are London? They
an English band?
They're English.
They are an English band,
they're definitely
yeah.
English.
Yeah. I don't know.
I don't know. I assumed London, but what
yeah,
do I know?
I don't really know. I mean, June Tabor is a northerner, right? Isn't she? Somewhere?
I don't know.
I know. Well, there you go.
Her accent is fairly northern. It might be Midlands.
I didn't mean to open a can of worms. It was just an innocuous question.
No, I went straight into academia land or something. I don't know what it was.
These things are very important.
Especially before noon, which is what biggest.
People ask me, but now what style do you play? And is it Cape Breton or is it Highland or is it Gaelic style? I say, I play Vashon Island style.
That is a really good answer, I think, yeah. You know? Because, I mean, otherwise you're just going to talk for hours and hours and hours about, you know.
Well, they do that anyway, and so do I, so.
I used to belong to this band in Chicago. We had 7 people in the band, and we all came from different genres of music. And it was really fun. But people would say, well, what kind of music do you play, or what do you call what you do? And we'd say, we play country music. Just pick a country.
Or the other old joke is, we're an Irish band, and we play both kinds of music, jigs and reels.
Ah.
So that was a bad joke. Anyway, we're kind of winding up things here. We're going to go with a song from Louise Killen that
it was,
Kat's going to introduce.
Oh, okay, good. This is back in the days when we called Louisa Killen Louie Killen. So this Louisa is gone now. I think it's been some years, although. The trouble with knowing people who are in the limelight and really caring about them as friends is that sometimes a lot of people find out about their passing before you know. That was a tough one. But this is what did I pick in this? It was the Galway Hills, right?
Yeah, the Galway Hills.
I remember when I first heard her sing, and it was way back in the 80s when I was first starting to sing this kind of music, and I knew so little about it. And our friend Rob Folsom put us on the same bill with him, just him, her. I've gotten pronouns mixed up again. But we were opening up a concert for Louis, and I could not believe what I was hearing. It was just magnificent.
Well, you knew her when she lived on Bainbridge.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you just say that? I'm getting old.
I said something adjacent to that. I did not actually say, yeah, we met back then, but we got to be pretty good friends. I think the last time I saw her was at the Old Songs Festival. So anyway, here we go, the Galway Hills.
I will tack my plaidy, contented to be a wee bit kilt and a boon my knee, and I'll gie my pipes and the blah, and I'll gang out o'er the hills to Galway, for the Galway hills are covered wi' broom, wi' heather bells and bonny doon. Away heather bells and reveries are, and we'll gang it o'er the hills to Galway. And it's, hey, bonny lassie, will you come awa' wi' me? I'll tak ye te a far country. I will tak ye there, though doon the fars are, and will gang it o'er the hills tae Galloway. For the Galloway hills are covered wi broom, wi heather bells, and bonny doon. Wi heather bells and rivers are, and we'll gang it over the hills tae Galloway. Oh, I'll sell my rock, I'll sell my reel, I'll sell my grandmother's spinning wheel. I will sell them all, though doon the fars are, and I'll gang it over the hills tae Galloway. For the Galloway hills are covered wi broom, wi heather bells, and a bonny doon. Wi heather bells and rivers are, and we'll gang it over the hills tae Galloway.
Well, that was some lovely traditional singing from Louisa Killen, one of Kat's old friends, who sadly is no longer with us. We want to thank you for listening to The Rolling Wave with Kat Eggleston.
And John Daly.
Here on The Voice of Vashon, 101.9 FM, KVSH. And we also want to thank our good friend with the beautiful voice.
You're most welcome.
That's right.
Mr. Jeff Hoyt.
Mr. Jeff Hoyt. And we're going to go out with some Billy Bragg. And since we're coming to you from the mid-sound bubble, we're going to go out with the North Sea bubble.
Now I